This reflection is based on the readings on January 24, 2024. The Gospel is from Mark 4, verses 1 through 20. It is titled, Good Soil. I'm sitting at my kitchen table watching the snowfall, very softly and light. It's supposed to be something we can measure this time. Well, last year I bemoaned the lack of snow. We need it to feed certain minerals into the soil so we have a good crop in the summer. I sound like a farmer, but I'm not. I'm just a small-time gardener. But I guess farming is in my blood. My Jessup ancestors owned lots of land around here and farmed it. My dad and grandfather and my brother were also small farmers. I started gardening when COVID hit. I thought, if I grow our food, we won't starve. Well, we would have starved three or four times over, eating just what I managed to grow. The first year, squirrels dug up and ate my green bean seeds as soon as I planted them. I've had the most success with green beans, though. I've tried many other crops, beets, carrots, cabbage, tomatoes, limas, which in their own way were failures. Each year, I change or try something different, but I'll never get really good enough at it. There just aren't that many years left to me. I know how hard it is to get all the elements right for a good crop, and even Jesus had difficulty getting people to really hear his word when he proclaimed it. Today's gospel reading is very like one or two others that talk about sowing seed. Jesus uses a parable, no surprise, that even I can interpret without an explanation. But after telling the crowd this one, Jesus then further explains it to his disciples. Jesus is throwing out his word, and it lands on the path which has little soil. Those people who are superficial have Satan come right away and snatch the word from them so it cannot grow. Some seed landed on rocky ground. The word grew up at once in those people, but their faith was not deep, and when hard times came because of the word, they fall away quickly. Some seed landed among thorns. As it grew, it was choked by desire for worldly things, craving for riches, and dissatisfaction with their lives. Finally, the seeds sown into rich soil are the ones who hear the word and fully accept it, and so bear fruit even to a hundredfold. We each have to look into the state of our own soil or soul. We must continually tend our own, fertilize it with the Eucharist, the sacraments, scripture, prayer, whatever else helps us to cultivate our faith. If we are honest, we can see ourselves in each of these soil conditions at times in our lives. So we ask, where am I in this story? And also, where is the world? Where is this country? Do you sometimes feel in the minority about your faith, that there are very few people in this world who believe as you believe? Even if that is true, it doesn't let us off the hook. We are still asked to speak the word to others. We can't control where they are in their belief, but maybe speaking the word to them will take root in good soil. We won't know if we don't try. Your sister in Christ, Kate Sanderson.